You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill on Friday, March the 9th. 8 races once again for you on the all-weather surface, beginning at 5.30, ending at 9 o'clock. The highlight comes in the shape of the Patton Stakes at 7.30 over a mile, in which Mendelssohn bids to put his Kentucky Derby credentials on the line. They're up against several from the same stable, so that should be an informative race, if nothing else. But we'll get straight on with the action at 5.30, which is a 5-furlong handicap, which is the tradition here at Dundalk. Quite a wide-open little race as well, despite just a small field, in which quite a few of these can be given chances. One over you. He'd be an interesting runner here, or she would. She used to be trained by Mark Fahey. Now she's in the care of Richard O'Brien. And he's done really well with other horses' yards cast-offs as well. So I definitely think that one is worth keeping on the right side of. We're pretty much assured of a decent pace here as well. And that might just set it up for Primo Uomo, who's a very good horse here at Dundalk. He's got a terrific win-to-run ratio. And it's notable that this horse won this race last year as well, off the back of a 145-day layoff. So we know that he goes well fresh. He was pretty impressive as well that day when he beat several of these opponents tonight who reoppose. He's got a good draw as well. He likes the racing behind the speed, and he has got a quite handy little turn of foot, this horse, who ended up running in listed company towards the back end of last year's flat grass campaign. I do think we should mention Ploughboy as well. He's in good form since he's been dropped back in trip. He used to be a mile and 7-furlong horse, but connections have finally dropped on his best distance here at Dundalk in recent times. But Uomo is very much the class act of this race, and if he's in the same form as he was last year, there's a good chance that he'll go back to back in the opening race.
Race 2.
On to the 6 o'clock then, which is a pretty modest-looking 6-furlong claim, and it gives an ideal opportunity, dare one say, for Ada McGuinness's Revelino to finally get his just rewards for many good placed efforts in decent handicaps here at the Irish All-Weather venue throughout the winter. He's been knocking at the door, finishing second and third on many occasions. That run behind Invincible Riker back in November would certainly give him a chance just on that bare bones of that form. But his best time figure came last time when he finished third behind John S. When he just didn't quite get the trip when looking the most likely winner, going down to the furlong pole. Dropping back to six with a good draw for once. This horse has been plagued with bad draws throughout the course of the winter. He should really have the class and quality to beat this lot. Dangers, well, probably dangerous himself, really, to be fair. Shawnee would certainly come under the microscope if he could bounce back to something like his best, the 9-year-old. But it looks as though he's just been struggling of late. And on the evidence of what we saw the last day, he's got a little bit to find on Rivellino in any case.
Race number 3.
Right, moving on to the 6.30. Very decent-looking 3-year-old handicap here. And the best bet on the card here is this Patrick Joseph from the Davy Marnane stable. Now, he hasn't won in 6 starts, and that could ordinarily set the alarm bells ringing. But you've only got to look at the horses that this animal's been up against in recent times to think that off his mark of 62, he must surely go close to winning here tonight. His best run on the figures came when he was third behind 2 in form at 3-year-olds, Palace Guard and War Hero back on the 12th of January. Unfortunately, he got a bad draw and probably just didn't quite get the mile, having used up a lot of energy early on his next start behind Adelia and War Hero and Palavia in a very competitive 0-79 handicap. And then, even though he sent off favourite here the last day, stall 10 and dropping back to 6 furlongs ended up being his downfall. That said, he ran really well in the hands of Pat Smullen when he made up a lot of late ground to finish second to Claiborne, but he's much better drawn tonight. Pat Smullen has got the luxury of saving some energy here tonight, getting him in a much better track position. And if he's anywhere near them turning in, we know that he gets a trip really well down the lane. So Patrick Joseph, very, very strong choice there in race number 3.
Race 4.
On to the 7 o'clock, which is an intriguing race in many respects, because quite a few of these aren't exactly running over this their ideal distance. Flawlessly would easily be the pick of these, but she's going up from 5 furlongs up to 7 furlongs in one great jump here, and I don't really know whether she'll get the trip or not. She's certainly the quickest and the most gifted talent-wise, anyway, in that 7 o'clock by quite a way. But having not raced beyond 5 furlongs, God only knows whether she'll see that here tonight. So therefore, probably the solid one you'd have to suggest is Timia from the Keith Clark stable. Now, she was really disappointing here last time out when finishing down the field, but she was eased off when quite clearly something went amiss inside the last couple of furlongs, and she ended up finishing last of the 13. But her 2 runs prior to that, over 7 furlongs and a mile respectively, suggest that going back to this track, having hopefully been freshened up, she must have a chance of bouncing back to form, because she was in great form in that period in November when she rattled off a quick double. Ben Cohen once again receives the ride, and largely speaking, Keith Clark's horses are in pretty good form. Keith has also got another one in this race that could run well if bouncing back to her best, and that's Poetic Choice, but she's never won over 7 furlongs in 18 starts here at this track, so that'd be a little bit of a concern there. So I'll probably take a chance at Timia bounces back to form. And from a Nick Trade perspective, around about 5-1 this morning, she doesn't look a bad place bet there in that fourth race.
Race 5.
Right, on to the big race of the night then, and all eyes will no doubt be on Mendelssohn, of course, was a very creditable second in the Dewhurst, before going on to win the Breeders' Cup Juvenile at Del Mar for Aidan O'Brien. He's wife's cat daddy, so this surface should be absolutely ideal. Well, he's got a great draw as well, and this is all about just basically putting the fine-tuning onto his Kentucky Derby prospects. He should really win, so therefore, what's going to chase him home? Well, fitness-wise and quality-wise, I was really impressed with Black Gold Fairy when she made a winning reappearance here 14 days ago for the Halford Stable. Now, Mickey Halford wouldn't be calling his geese swans, and the fact that he's putting this horse into a listed race straight after winning a maiden suggests that he thinks she's certainly up to the standard required, and I tend to agree as well. Now, she's obviously got to improve quite markedly, but I loved her attitude the other day. She jumped out the stalls, raced on the bunny all the way through, lengthened in the home straight, did the best sectional coming down the lane, 35 from change. And I just really like her. And at least we know that she's fitting well. And if the other horses, such as 3 and 4 pence and Seahens, are just having a little bit of a spin round here with Stable Companion doing duty from the front end of the market, then she might just be able to be good enough to, with her fitness on her side, be good enough to finish second. So that's my recommendation. I'd probably go Black Gold Fairy without the favourite there in race number 5.
Race number 6.
On to the 8 o'clock then. Competitive again. 7 furlong handicap is the distance. And we've got around about 4-5-1 the field race this morning on our hands. Mr. Ormsby ran really well here the last time we saw him, but he hasn't run since November, so that could be a little bit of a concern. Plus the fact he's 0-5 here at Dundalk. I'd probably go with Arborfield as the most reliable horse in this race. He's got bad stall positions in his last 3 or 4 starts, and I think that's probably been against him, but he's got a decent draw here tonight, stall 2, and he does like to race around the inside of the track, so do keep an eye if that inside is favourable or not here tonight before probably striking a bet. But Smullen gets on well with him as well. He's won on this 6-year-old before, and it's not as if he's been absolutely desperately out of form anyway, either side of that slightly modest run. 2 starts ago, he was 4th behind Stormy Riker back on the 9th of Feb, and that run behind Invincible Riker when Alcadrius was 8th would certainly give him a chance here anyway. Available to back at top price 11-2 with William Hill this morning. Arborfield looks a really solid each way choice there in race number 6.
Race 7.
Right, on to the 8:30 then, and we go up in the distance here to 1.5 miles. And the most reliable and consistent horse in this race, without a shadow of a doubt, is Carried from the Prunello Dobbs Stable. Now, I think they've been riding this horse wrong in the last few runs. Basically, this horse stays really well. So what they've done, dropping it back to 1.25 miles, they've tried to make the running. And unfortunately, he's been going too fast for his own good in the early stages, and he's been weakening in the final couple of furlongs. Now, I say weakening, he's still plugging away, but he's just not quickening. He's basically burnt up a lot of energy, and he's just running on fumes and on memory in the last few hundred yards of his last few races. But that horse that beat him here the last day, that Nimitz, I've always rated him, and the fact that he managed to finish second to him anyway suggests to me that he's still in good nick. Decent draw tonight. I'm just hoping Ben Cohen takes a pull and gets a run in behind horses here tonight. Just gives this horse a chance to fill his lungs up down the back rather than blast him. So hopefully if they get the tactics right and carry tonight, he can get back in the winner's enclosure in that 8:30.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, very trappy looking race here over 2 miles, not knowing which one of these horses who's going to stay is the most predominant point. Uncle Henry, well, he's the sexy one of the race, trained by Joey O'Brien. He won 2 starts again, pretty decisive fashion, albeit the race hasn't worked out well. And he got found out the last day when only fifth behind Mandarin Monarch. Now, he's definitely going to have to improve to justify his position in the market. He might well do, stepping up in trip. He's certainly got a good amateur pilot on Tom Hamilton. But the one I could go for here and take a chance at, he's fit enough to do himself justice after a layoff. He's All's Quiet, who was very much an improver on the flat and over hurdles during the back end of the flat season, early part of the jump season. Now, some of his best form on the flat has definitely been over staying trips or when it has been quite testing. So I think this 2 miles will really suit him. He's a smooth traveller in his races, and I think this better ground will suit him here tonight. Robbie Deegan takes the ride, another good positive, decent draw in stall 5. So round about 7-1 this morning. I'm prepared to take a go on Ado McGuinness's 7-year-old All's Quiet there in the final race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join me again on Sunday when we're going to be taking a look at a 7-race programme for Nace, of course, the last Irish meeting before the big action starts next week at the Cheltenham Festival. So until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.